Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Nothing like saying, I love you, and the other person saying, that's so good to hear. Which is exactly what happened in the season finale of the most dramatic season of all time on The Bachelor, when Daisy Kent was pouring her heart out to Joey, only to realize the love that he had for her was not to the level that he had for the other person that he eventually chose. Sorry, I recorded this off my phone, but here's this moment. That's so good to hear. Ouch.
Yeah, that's not affirming.
Working up to that moment. And then I was recording in the first place because my mom's in town and I was getting some of her commentary. And then, of course, in that moment, I just started losing my mind. But you got to listen to my mom's laugh.
He said, that's so good to hear. He goes, that's so good to hear.
Here comes a moment. There it is. You do her laugh well, Brian. Let's hear it. Yes. Once my mom gets to that level of laugh,
the sound is gone.
It's like there's the laugh. And then she gets to that next tier of laughter where she can't even get out the laugh because of that moment. But, of course, I'm laughing at a time I shouldn't have been because Daisy just poured her heart out.
Imagine if you're in the same room with poor Daisy Kent.
Yes. Who's
off to the side.
You got mom with the you know, silent, only a dog can hear it laugh.
Yes. And then on top of that, it was such an interesting moment because I managed to catch 20 minutes of The Bachelor, maybe an hour and a half. It's fine. But last night, I'm watching it, and these two women were in the limo together going to see Joey at the same time. I'm like, what is happening?
How natural
for that. Awkward, but it ended, I guess, ended
natural.
Up well. Very supportive of each other. Either way, so speaking of that I love you moment, when did you drop the I love you? And when did it not go as planned? What was that awkward moment on the other side of that for you? Brian, you actually have a good story.
Well, I don't know if you'd call it a good story. It was heartbreaking
for five days.
Yeah.
Well, not for you, but go ahead.
My now wife, my current wife, my hopefully one
Your
and
first
only
wife.
Yeah.
don't follow the footsteps of your parents in this one, Brian.
No, God, no. I'm going to try not to, I promise. When I told her I loved her, she just gave me a giant hug. Almost like a consolation prize.
Well, you know, Brian.
And then five,
it was a consolation.
It was. And I felt bad, you know, because she had just gotten over a breakup and she wasn't ready to say it. And I totally understood that. But the 5 days I waited to hear it back were excruciating.
I bet. Five days.
Brian.
And I couldn't contain myself because I'm just a golden retriever. I kept saying it, you know. And
hoping
I kept,
for you,
I love you.
You kept going down that road.
I love you.
Now,
Brian.
Just a lot of consolation hugs.
Brian, well, I mean, I'm actually on Kate's side in this one. I mean, what
the hell's wrong with
what
you?
What is Kate supposed to say when you said I love you after 3 days of dating?
How long had it been?
I mean, it was I remember it was a very short time.
Days.
Well, 5 days, a week and a half. I mean, I'm not that.
Please.
I know. I got the Brian eye roll.
Please.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Which means I know I'm getting close. I remember making
you don't
fun,
know me.
I remember making fun of Brian
hard
because he dropped I love you when we were still working in Indianapolis. And I remember in that moment being like, oh my, you said I love you this far. I mean, it was honestly
within a month.
Somewhat, yeah, short, you know, time dating that you said I love you to Kate, right?
Well, you know, it's like when Babe Ruth called a shot and hit a home run. We're married with two kids now. When you know.
Okay, maybe not a week and a half, maybe 22 days. My bad.
Still, it's early.
Oh, God, what was this? 2 months.
Okay. Divided by two. It's fine.
I hate you.
919-860-1015. What did you get when you said I love you? We'd love to hear your story. We got Chelsea on Facebook said, I got a solid thank you for the first time.
Oh, yeah. I've given a thank you out for that.
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes with over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews. Handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the four Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com. We'll be right back.